Hi, I'm Adam Walker, and this is Wild Daring Greatly. Today, I want to talk about how half of what you know is wrong, according to science. Here's what I mean by that. We tend to think about facts as if they are this solid foundation of concrete and steel, that we can stand on them forever and they will never change, when in fact, that's just not the case. In his book, The Half-Life of Facts, Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date by Samuel Arbsman, he says, facts change all the time. Smoking has gone from doctor recommended to deadly. We used to think the Earth was the center of the universe and that Pluto was a planet. For decades, we were convinced that the Brontosaurus was a real dinosaur. Now, I know, I've just ruined some of your childhoods of loving the Brontosaurus, but the reality is, sorry, there is no Brontosaurus anymore. His book goes on to talk about how facts have a half-life. Half-life is the time it takes something to decay by half, and it turns out that in some areas, even in the medical field, facts have a half-life of around 45 years. Here's how Arbsman puts it. Furthermore, they got a clear measurement of the half-life of facts in these fields by looking at where the curve crosses 50% on his chart, which is 45 years. Essentially, information is like radioactive material. Medical knowledge about cirrhosis and hepatitis takes about 45 years for half of it to be disproven or become out of date. Let me read that last quote again. Medical knowledge about cirrhosis or hepatitis takes about 45 years for half of it to be disproven or become out of date. That's medical knowledge about cirrhosis and hepatitis. We think about medical knowledge as if it's always there. It's factual. We always know what's going on, but we don't, because the reality is that facts change and become updated as our knowledge grows. And so what do we do? If facts change, our only solution is to change with them. And so we have to absorb information. We have to be ready to learn and to grow as the facts change all around us. Having facts as a foundation is fine, as long as we're willing to update the parts of the foundation that decay. It's like an old basement that has to be reinforced over time to maintain the stability of the house. Our facts have to change to be reinforced and sometimes swapped out to maintain stability in our lives. And if we're continuously learning, if we're continuously updating our facts that are decaying, and we're gaining new understanding that helps us make sense of the world, then in those cases, we can stand firmly on the facts that haven't changed, knowing that as we continue to learn, we'll gain more facts and more information to continue to give us that stable foundation for our lives. So for me, I love audiobooks, I love podcasts, I love learning, I love reading, I love writing, I love creating. And it's my way of being a continual learner that helps me to stay on top of what facts are changing and different ways that I can begin to adapt to the world. So what are the conclusions? Facts change. We can deal with it head on by learning, or we can pretend the world is standing still around us. Those that learn will be better prepared for the changing world because the facts they rely on will be regularly updated. Those that don't learn will be working from an outdated information and outdated framework and may be left behind. Which do you want to be? If you want to know more about me or want to find more of the content that I create, you can go to my website, adamjwalker.com. That's adamjwalker.com. And you can learn more about me. You can follow me on social. You can subscribe to all my channels, and I'd really appreciate your support. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate the podcast, rate the show, or share it with your friends.